There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile, hour number two on this Monday. Coming up in just about 10 minutes, Dale Leash from Landyap joins me. Going to talk with him about the ordinance that could be voted on tomorrow. Really, it looks like Mobile City Council will vote on this tomorrow, a mask ordinance. We'll try to thread through exactly what that means, get some facts before the vote goes down. We'll do that here at about 10 minutes from right now. A lot of text in here. Hey, by the way, tomorrow, more of your chance to ask questions of the candidate. That's happening tomorrow at noon with Jeff Sessions and some Q&A from a panel of moderators. We'll talk about this in a little bit. And while we're talking about things I need you to go look at, that's what you need to listen to tomorrow. Go look on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065, and post your picture up or go like somebody else's picture in our fishing photo contest. This has grown more than the fish you don't have a picture of. This thing is getting huge now. It really is. And if you'll go to FMTalk1065 on Facebook, you'll see the people put up their pictures each week, and they could win somebody will win every week an FM Talk 106.5 fishing team dry fit shirt with the snapper and the speckled trout on it. Although I guess Dalton will have to put a circle with a line through the snapper. But you can win one of those shirts. You post up your fishing pictures, you, the kids, anybody else, just a good picture, you know, fishing picture you have, and then get people to go make sure they like your picture. The one with the most likes wins. So we'll draw again or award again on Thursday. It's a Thursday to Thursday thing. All right, to the phones at 343-0106, and Matt is in Mobile. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Sean. How you doing, man?
Matt, I'm all right. So what's up with you?
I've been listening. Well, I was trying to catch the tail end of your interview with Commissioner Carl, and I was able to listen to Senator Hightower last week when you had it. I was when you started reading off some of your text, I was just starting to get a little bit enraged here by some of the fans. So this isn't really directed to you or the candidates. It's really directed to the radio listeners. And that the thing is in my mind, you are a dying breed when it comes to allowing a diverse audience to come on to your show and provide a platform of letting people speak their views and their points. That's a dying breed in national and talk radio. I mean, if there was a Jim Lehrer of talk radio, I would give it to you guys. I've been listening to you since y'all come on back in, I think it was 2009, 2010.
Yep, 2009.
Bill Wayne started it up.
Yep.
You know, so when you get a bunch of group texts from people saying, well, I can't believe you're taking the Hightower text or the Hightower people, there's nothing wrong with that. That's the whole point of being able to text or call in or listen. You know, I mean, I don't want you to be a one-sided person. You know, you have always given, it doesn't mean you agree with them, but nope, you've always given people the opportunity to come on this show and voice their viewpoints, whether it's a candidate or, you know, whatever the case may be. And I think that deserves recognition. You know, I don't think that deserves criticism on anyone's point. You know,
well, I thank you.
Commissioner Hall's got plenty of supporters, just like Senator Hightower does. You know, we'll decide the race. You know, but you allow them to have that platform, and I praise that.
Matt, thank you.
And I'm gonna hang up and listen. But one last thing, I miss. There is a voice, because I've called in a bunch, but there is a voice I really miss, and that's the tax man.
Yep, you know, I was thinking about him this week. I was thinking about him yesterday when I was listening to Bill Finch's show. Yeah, it's a.
I miss that cat so much. Yeah. I mean, it was always an entertaining note hearing him on the radio.
Agreed.
It always was.
Agreed. I mean, thanks for the call, Matt. I just had that thought yesterday, listening to Bill Finch's show. I just absolutely couldn't agree more. Oh, yeah, and somebody else said, what about the money? That's been the funny thing since we started doing this station. I should write this stuff down. The groups on both sides of the political spectrum that I've been told that you're getting paid off by so-and-so. It's fine. I'll get the address, 900 Western America Drive, Mobile, Alabama, 36609, Suite 106. You make the money, make it payable to cash in the check, or just send the cash. Yeah, I'm open to that. I just haven't gotten that. I haven't been paid for my opinions ever, but, you know, day is young. Year is young. All right, Mark in Mobile up next. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Sean, talking about the mask there,
mm-hmm.
I'm a pretty old fellow, okay?
Okay.
I've been through a lot. I've been to Vietnam.
Thank you.
Did combat there for 17 months.
Thank you.
I've been in 3 airplane crashes, been hit twice on my bicycle, and been in 2 car wrecks.
Holy cow!
And I'm still here.
Mark, wow!
Don't they think that I'm smart enough to know how to stay away from people and when I need to wear a mask and when I don't need to wear a mask? Of course, I'm not wearing a mask anyway because I have breathing issues. But, I mean, that's just trying to tell me what I need to do. And I've been doing it for over 70 years, so I think I've pretty much got it down pretty good.
Mark, what's your middle name? Lucky? I mean, my goodness, Mark.
No, it's not. It's nowhere near Lucky. nothing luck about that.
Holy cow. Well, you know, it's going to be interesting. I'm looking at our poll question, right? So we've put this up on the website and on our Facebook page. And this is overwhelmingly, let's see the latest, I'll have to update. But last time I checked, it was like in the 70. Yeah, okay. Now it's 70% of people saying no. 30% saying yes to a ordinance in Mobile requiring the use of mask. I think it's even higher on the no side on our Facebook page. But you hear this, that you have Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson in agreement with Mobile City Council President LaVon Manzi, Councilman Joel Days, Councilwoman Bess Rich. By default, Councilman Fred Richardson had talked about it before, so he's in agreement. They got the votes. You know, this is going to happen.
Yeah, but if enough people stand their ground, there's not enough police to write all
these
tickets. That's
right. That's correct. And, you know, we've talked about that before.
And, I mean, you know, common sense tells you how to do it. But I guess there's a lot of folks that don't have that.
Well, yes, I second that.
Yeah.
Second that.
I mean, I'm not putting down anybody, but, you know, come on. Be smart about it, you know?
There we go. Mark, I appreciate your call and your service to our nation. Thank you. And my gosh, the stuff you've been through. Holy cow. All right. You know what? We'll talk about this in depth because my buddy Dale Leash from Lanyap is going to join us. He's got a story online right now at lanyapmobile.com talking about, it says, headline here, Stimson, 4 counselors support mask mandate. So it sounds like this is, and they're going to vote on this tomorrow. You know, usually there's like a, you know how the formula goes. Somebody brings something up. And then they discuss it and it goes to, you know, committee or what, they table it for a week or in other things, they've tabled it for weeks. But in this case, everything I'm hearing is this will be voted on tomorrow. So could we, if this passed, be in a situation where this is the deal, this is the law this week? I mean, these are questions I have. How fast does this go in? I know the proposal had called for a $50 fine for your first offense, $100 for your second offense. But Dale has more on that, so we'll talk to him in just a little bit. That is on our list. And also, is there an update on this? I don't know what's happening. I'll tell you what, we'll come back. I've got a, there it is. The question here about removing white Jesus. Somebody asked me that over the weekend on social media. You know, this push, Black Lives Matter. Well, some people have pushed to remove the white Jesus. And I said the same thing I said last week. I said on social media, well, why not just add in Jesus is of all complexions and all, I mean, we'll talk about it later this hour. Dale joins us next. We'll talk mask when we come back. Something non-contentious like that.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 120 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Talk to our buddy Dale Leash from Lanyap and lanyapmobile.com. Just give me 1 minute here, though, because big announcement here. Angelo's not on with us today. But he'll be on with all of us tomorrow because it is the return of Two Guys and Some Change. Tomorrow night, new time, 6 o'clock, Two Guys and Some Change coming back. I think they've had more hours of doing shows for us outside the people that punch in the clock every day here. Two Guys and Some Change have had more hours of shows on the station over the 11 years than any of the people, like I said, that aren't on the main payroll here. So welcome back, Two Guys and Some Change, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Good stuff. All right, speaking of good stuff, that's my buddy Dale Leash from Lanyap. Read his work at lanyapmobile.com as well. And we got a mask ordinance to talk about.
Yeah, we sure do. And I hope it's more interesting than coin talk.
See, we'll see, you're starting already talking trash. Okay, listen, the mask, y'all hear that? Dale, I'm going to have a head-to-head between Angelo and Dale. This mask thing, though, okay, first of all, and people can read the story that you posted up today, and we want to go through some of these details, but wasn't it a month ago, month and a half ago, that Mayor Stimson said what I thought was a very logical thing, that he believed in the science, believed in the idea of using a mask, but he wasn't for an ordinance requiring it?
That's right. And if you'll recall, very little has been made of this to this point, but if you'll recall about that same time, the city council, there were members of the city council, and I guess it was maybe 3 or 4 members. They didn't have the votes to pass it, but there were members of the city council who wanted to do this same mask mandate. What was it, a month? 2 months ago?
Yeah, Councilman Richardson. I know Councilman Richardson had talked about it. He said he had this idea, but he said that the votes weren't there, right?
That's correct. And so that mask mandate from about 2 months ago, I'm sorry, that was a siren. I'm down.
That's what happens when you work down at Lanyap downtown. Yes, I get it.
You got to, you got to be ready for anything, man. But, so they wanted to pass a mask mandate a couple months ago. They didn't have the votes for it. And so they made it a recommendation, and I thought, my story just went up, so I don't know how many people have had a chance to read it, but one of the things that Joel Dage brought up in his now support for this mask mandate, this new one, was that he wanted Mayor Stimson behind it, which he is now, and also, too, is clearly their strong recommendation for wearing masks has failed, he said, so now they've got to take the next step.
Okay,
and
so
that's this mandate.
Okay, and I'm going to play. It's maybe it's mean spirit. I'm not trying to be mean spirited, but based on what that it's failed. I mean, was there a study done? Was there a survey done? To say
that's
okay,
fair. That's fair. I think for a lot of people it's anecdotal. As far as you don't see people wearing masks at the grocery store, or as many people as there could be wearing masks at the grocery store. I think there have been a number of public health agencies nationwide that have said, hey, wearing a mask is a good idea. Please do it to prevent the spread. And then you've seen this, throughout the state and throughout the country, these spikes in cases that can't all be dedicated to just more testing. It's a comment. We just had Dr. Chang talk to us. That was the presser I was just at. He talked about how it's a combination of community spread and of increased testing. It can't be attributed to one thing or the other. So you've got all of those things coming together, and you basically led to basically Mayor Stimson changing his mind, which is kind of sprung all this up.
And get back into, and I'm interested in what all you heard at that presser, but people, you're writing this in your story in Lanyap. Can we go through, and I had a little trouble hearing you there for a second, but some of the specifics here? I mean, is this is this a secondary offense? In other words, if they pull you over or walk up to you and you don't have a mask on, I mean, can they stop you primarily for this? What are the fine structures for this? When does it go into effect if it passes?
Right. I do not know. It's unclear. So they're going to have to work a lot of this out at the council meeting. And I'll tell you why. I spoke to a member of the administration who basically said this was it was something that I don't want to say it was rushed. That's the wrong term. But they put it together quickly on the advice of Dr. Eichold in the county health department and with Stimson's blessing. And basically, they're going to have to work a lot of it out over the council meeting because there is no implementation guidelines on this as it's written now. I'm sure that'll be discussed at length tomorrow. I'm not sure if it's a secondary offense type thing or a primary, but It's a $50 fine for your first offense, and then $100 each subsequent offense if you're not wearing one. I also want to add, and this is in the story, I also want to add that the intention was not to have it for restaurants and bars. Like, obviously, if I'm having a steak dinner, which, you know, I'm a reporter, so I don't get many of those. if I'm having a steak dinner, I can't be expected to wear a mask and eat a steak, or, you know, have a bourbon or something at a bar.
I saw a dude smoking through a mask, a hole in the mask the other day. Use the porthole there to smoke while masking.
Well, at that point, you're just kind of canceling everything out, right?
Right.
seems unnecessary. But so you've got those two things. So I don't think I think there's going to be some more exceptions written into it by the time we get to the end of this thing. And let's not forget that one council member, if he or she wanted to be stubborn enough, could hold it over, because it's on a first read. So, I mean, at that point, you're just kind of really dying on a hill, because you're just delaying the inevitable.
Right, but because people have had that question, Dale. So a couple things here, how this works. So if a member of the council does, if it's not unanimous, it has to be held over to the following Tuesday.
Well, see, now, this, I don't want to confuse folks. The vote doesn't have to be unanimous. They just need five votes, five out of seven. So it could win 5-2.
But it's super majority.
It has to be super majority. It has to be 5 out of 7 votes for it to pass. And but before it can even come to a vote, they've got to agree to hear it and vote on it. And if one person says, I don't want to vote on it today, I'm going to hold it over, it's held over.
Okay.
Council rules, the first read.
Right. So they can delay by as much as a week.
They could. That's the most they could delay by. Right. On their own.
Let's count some votes here. So, obviously, look at it. What Council President LaVon Banzi said. I mean, he's in.
He's a sponsor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What he said on Friday, he's in.
Uh-huh.
Then Councilman Fred Richardson had been calling for this a month and a half ago, or a month ago, or something like that, said he didn't have the votes.
Yeah.
So there's two. I read a tweet from Mayor Stimson that Councilman Daves, like you referenced, is in, and Councilwoman Bess Rich is in. So I'm at four right there.
That's right. That's four.
Okay.
That's four. So you've got, so that leaves, and I haven't heard from CJ.
You just need one more.
Yeah. Gina Gregory. You need CJ Small, Gina Gregory, or John Williams to vote for it.
Only need one of those three for this to pass.
One of those three. Yeah. I mean, let me put it this way. If I were to take it to Vegas, and I would put my house, I would put my car, I would put my life, which isn't much, mind you, on them passing it tomorrow. I am that confident that they'll pass it.
Nice thing is they'd comp you the steak meal out there if you did that. Talking to Dale Leach from Landyapmobile.com. All right, the other part of this, are, you know, you started talking about tomorrow, kind of going through timelines and exceptions. And just in what I saw, the back and forth between Mayor Stimson on Twitter and folks, the exemption list might be longer in script than the actual ordinance when it comes out. I mean, here's the ordinance, but then here's all these exceptions.
Right, right, and the primary exceptions obviously were kids 2 and under; they don't need a mask. Anybody who, it's funny that you brought up exceptions, because I think one of them is intended to apply to people who legally can't cover their face because of, I guess, open carry. You'd know more about this than I do, but
yep.
I guess if you're carrying a weapon, you can't conceal your face by state law.
Can I?
I think that
give
yeah,
you a
I
quote
think that. Yeah, I think there's a provision in the ordinance that would allow you to not have to wear it for security reasons, and I think that would apply for that sort of thing.
Yeah, I've got a quote here for you. Maybe add this to the... So we had asked this question actually when I think Birmingham had put in their ordinance. I had asked the question,
right.
And I circled back around, got another confirmation here from the Mobile County Sheriff's Office that this ordinance would have no effect on concealed carry.
Well, there you go. Yeah,
so, that
legally, I don't think it can't supersede state law.
So what about this part of it, Dale? This is still in the journalistic realm. Do you know of any law here? People question this being an unfunded mandate. Now, we can go on the nuance of how cheaply you could make something that would qualify as a mask, but somebody says unfunded mandate. The ordinance comes in requiring people to have something but no funding to pay for it.
I mean, technically, I guess it's an unfunded mandate, but come on, man.
Yeah, but come on, man, is not going to win a constitutional argument, right?
It's like 33 sins, you know? I don't know. I get the argument there. I get that technically it's an unfunded mandate, but there are several other examples of unfunded mandates that nobody cares about.
Well, that's true.
That's right. I don't know why we're dying on this hill.
Well, because that's what drives talk radio. Can you hold on for three? can you hold on for a couple minutes here?
Yeah.
All right, coming right back. More with Dale Leash from Lane App, laneappmobile.com. There you heard it. It most likely will be tomorrow, a vote on a mask ordinance for the city of Mobile. And as Dale has called his bookie and put all his money on, looks like it'll pass as well.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Monday. Lots of text here. Yeah, there's a lot of these asking very specific questions about how the ordinance will work. And our conversation so far with Dale Leash from Landnap, you're saying that that's stuff that's probably going to be worked out in council meeting tomorrow or next week.
And I can add some additional context to some of that. We didn't talk about, there's been a rumor going around that you'd have to wear one. Like, let's say I walk into Landnap and I'm ready to start my day of work. There's been some rumors that the city would mandate that I wear a mask inside Landnap as an office worker. That is not the case. The language of the ordinance is structured so that it follows, in that respect, it follows the governor's earlier orders. And if you'll remember, the governor said, hey, no groups over 10 allowed, without social distancing, except for, private businesses, private offices. So that'll apply to this mask ordinance. So if you're not at a grocery store or you're not at some sort of other public facility or where you come in contact with the public, I think you can get away without wearing a mask.
Yeah, I wonder if this is, you speak of the governor's earlier order, if this is some sort of preface or preamble to, so Governor Ivey, I guess, due for the next presser on if we stay at the Safer at Home amended or July where 3rd. We go in the state, on Friday. And I wonder if, I don't know this, I mean, but if government officials seen something, you see what happened in Texas, your Republican governor there, you see Florida Republican governor shutting down, they see something in a trend coming that they're trying to get in front of. And I wonder if you're seeing a preface at a municipal level, and then if that would be reinforced at a state level. I can't imagine the governor would make things more restrictive, but I don't know.
I mean, the only thing that she might do on the 3rd is close beaches again, like Florida did. She probably would have done that before the 3rd, I would hope. And I don't know anything. Like, I'm speculating as you are, something may or may not be coming down the pike. But there sure are a lot of cities in the state right now that are contemplating these mask ordinances. So you might have, there might be something to what you said.
And this question here, what qualifies as a mask? Has that been listed?
It's a face. It's like any face, anything that covers your mouth and nose. Would be considered. We've been saying masks. To be more precise, it's face covering. So if you have a scarf, you can wrap a scarf around your face. If you have a cloth mask, which is what I use, you can wear that. If you've got like a bandana laying around the house, you can wrap that around your face. That'll all suffice.
Okay. So those would be, and this would be, well, I guess we still don't know, that if it did pass on Tuesday, I mean, is there any sense of, would it like go into effect the next day, or is that still unknown?
I mean, it's still unknown. With these sorts of things, they usually have some sort of a grace period. You saw with the state orders, they gave a couple of days, I think, with some of the executive orders that Stimson put in. there was a couple of days notice. So, you know, I don't want to speculate because they have not said when the effective date is. So I don't know. At the end of the week.
Also, you know. Yeah, okay. So this is tomorrow. We'll watch this tomorrow. Any other municipalities that y'all have heard of talking? Because people are saying, well, if this is an effective Mobile, can I go in the county or to another city and not wear a mask to shop? I guess so, yes, right?
Yeah. This applies, as far as I know, this applies to the people in the police jurisdiction and the people in the city. So you can drive over if you want to, if you feel so strong about not wearing a mask that you want to go shop and deal with the traffic over in Baldwin County, I think you're allowed.
So either you have to navigate a mask ordinance or a diverging diamond. That, pretty much those are our choices, right?
I forgot about the diverging diamond. Yeah, good luck with that.
So, I mean, which one? It's either mask or diamond, right? Those are the two. All right. Anything else going to be on the docket for city council tomorrow, or is it going to be all mask all the time? You heard about anything else?
Well, I mean, the vast majority of the meeting is going to be the mask with people speaking both for and against it. So I think that is the main thing to pay attention to. There's always, city council is the best beat to have because there's always something newsworthy happening. I don't know what's going to happen with Fred Richardson's race ordinance.
Right.
He wants to remove the word race from city ordinances, replace it with ethnicity. I don't know where they held it over, I think, a week or two. So that's also coming down the pike, but I don't think it's as urgent as the mask thing.
Hey, by the way, the ethnicity thing, this question's come up every time we're talking about it and reading stories. Have you gotten any insight into how narrow of a definition that is? Is it like, okay, we're not going to say race, so we're going to say ethnicity. Is that going to say, would it say Irish? Would it say German?
No, it would be more broad than that. I understand. To hear Councilman Richardson talk about it, you've got African American instead of black would be an ethnicity, and then he was talking about using Caucasian.
Okay.
I could also see maybe using European American or something like that. I don't think it would be like I have to put that I'm German American because 56% of my family came from Germany or anything like that. I think it would be more broad.
Okay, so, but we find out that so many of us, which I think is a cool thing about our country, are truly a melting pot of ethnicities.
Yeah.
So, I'm not trying to, but I mean, these are quite, if you're going to put up an ordinance and or change all the documentation for the city, you got to have answers to that, don't you?
Yes, that's right. And so many of those documents are tied to the federal government. And the federal government has a very strict limit on what is considered, a race and what is considered an ethnicity. And I think what's lost in some of this conversation is right now, by federal standards, the only ethnicity question that they give you is, Hispanic or not Hispanic. That's the only ethnicity question that is on formal federal documents for grants and things like that. So I think anything with a federal tie, I think they're looking at making that, exempting that from whatever ordinance they come up with the race thing. So it's a little bit more complicated even than just what the city is going to do. It's how some of this is going to translate to the federal level and the state level and the county level too.
Right. I'm looking down at my screen here, Dale, and let's bring somebody else on with us because as we talk about tomorrow's council meeting and how different council members will vote and what they're thinking about this, I look down and I see Councilman John Williams on with us as well. Are you there?
Oh, good.
Absolutely. I've been listening to you all. I mean, I can always count on Dale to have the facts right.
What do you think?
I appreciate that, Dale, and Sean, for you continuing to dig on this issue. We're going to get another week to do that, by the way. I will ensure that.
Oh, are you going to hold it over? Oh, okay.
Well, so, I will. Technically, it's called withholding unanimous consent.
Right.
And it is part of the rules of the council, which I have been a champion of for the last 5 or 6 years. And I think it's a good rule.
So you're going to tomorrow, then I guess you'll still hear the discussion, but the vote would have to be next week. Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's right. Anytime that something is on the agenda, folks can come down and speak to that item. So I would hope that the auditorium will be, you know, overflowing within the rules. That is, of course, that means that people will be in the atrium until it's their turn to speak. But I hope that we have a good 2 or 3 hour discussion about whether or not government should mandate the wear of certain coverings.
Have you had your phone ringing since this came out last week?
It has been very regular, and both emails, texts, and phone calls. I think people have been civil about it as well. And some are just simply misinformed that somehow this is going to save the world. And if I sent it to you, Sean, I emailed it to you, all that Dale's been talking about so accurately, you know, a face covering of any kind, as long as it covers the nose and mouth, that's it. It does not have to be of medical grade. And we already know that medical grade is only good for a certain amount of time. So what is non-medical grade good for? It's good for a farce, you know, maybe something just to pretend that we're all good.
Well, and that's one of the things I had wondered this morning when I first heard this is, would law enforcement be tasked with how you're wearing the mask? Meaning, you know, that you have a mask, but, you know, I've seen this on somebody, they just have it over their mouth and not their nose, or over their nose and not their mouth, or it's off one side. Would law enforcement have to determine, you know, whether that was a correctly worn mask?
Yeah, mine would be also a question of, is this the best use of law enforcement? We are just giving them another thing to do. We already say that they're stressed out and that they have their hands full with today's society. And now we're going to throw on whether or not they're wearing the proper proper material at the proper time and the proper place in the proper way. That's a lot to ask.
All right. Well, there we go. Councilman Williams, I appreciate the call and the heads up on this, and then we'll watch that tomorrow and talk more about it later in this week.
Yeah, look at your email, Sean. I sent it to you, and I'll be in touch. Thank you all so much for covering this.
Hey, thank you for the call in, Councilman John Williams. Check it in on that. So, Dale, there you go. Add on.
Yep.
That's a nice thing. If people go to landnetmobile.com, y'all can update those stories, right?
and you know, I prefaced it with you offline that it may not pass this week, but it would pass eventually. So, you know, I thought that John Williams might hold it over, but now we know for sure.
Yes, we do. All right, Dale, as always, man, I appreciate your time. We'll talk more about this later in the week.
Thanks.
All right, Dale Lees from Landnet joining us, and we're coming right back to wrap it up here on Midday Mobile. So there you go. We got some stuff at the water cooler nobody else has. John Williams is going to vote to hold this over. In other words, it's going to be a next Tuesday thing.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 152 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. If you missed it just minutes ago, Mobile City Councilman John Williams called in to say his vote tomorrow will be not to vote tomorrow. It will be next week at best before the move here to mandate an ordinance to wear masks in the city of Mobile would be voted on. And this is not just here. So I guess Birmingham. There might have been a small town, but I'm thinking major cities in Alabama. I think Birmingham was first, right? And then Jefferson County. So they moved it beyond just the metro to the county. Then Montgomery, of course, we've been talking about for a few weeks now, if not a month. No, a few weeks with their move for a mask mandate for Montgomery. Also, a similar order came out on Friday for Selma. We talked about this morning. Tuscaloosa is going to vote on theirs tomorrow. City of Decatur as well up in North Alabama going to vote on this. So, and I don't know if it's exactly the same, the ordinance in each of the cities, but somewhat similar, requiring face coverings in public places. And so Councilman Williams called in to say he wants to hear more on this and dig into this before having a vote tomorrow Also, he sent me, this is good, because I like this one. I can get it just in, you know, in fact here. All right, here is the document. So this is the, whatever happened to the PDF there? Who knows where the PDF, ever, oh, there it is. All right. So this is Ordinance 39-019, an ordinance to require wearing face coverings in the city of Mobile, Alabama, during the COVID-19 public health emergency. And Dalton, I don't know, you know, it's a pain posting PDFs on Twitter, but I'm going to send you this. Maybe we can get that on the Facebook page. I think we can do that more easily there, or if we have to do it as a JPEG. I know y'all appreciate me talking shop while I'm doing this with my partner. Okay, so let me read through this. So here's what we have. A few of the highlights of this document. This is what would be discussed tomorrow, but I guess we know it won't be voted on until a week from tomorrow. It says, whereas a proclamation dated March 13th, 2020, Governor Kay Ivey found that the appearance of COVID-19 in the state of Alabama creates a potential of widespread exposure to an infectious agent that poses a significant risk of substantial harm to a large number of people, and declared a state public health emergency under Alabama Code Section 31-9-1. All right, so that's, they're just setting the preamble there. It goes on to say, whereas the city council is authorized to adopt ordinances to preserve the health and welfare of the inhabitants of the municipality, whereas the council finds that COVID-19 presents a clear and present threat to the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of the city of Mobile, and that it is in the best interest of the community to require the wearing of face coverings in public places to control community spread of COVID-19 in the city of Mobile and its police jurisdictions. Can I just add this, how folks get confused, and I'm raising my hand on this. Wasn't it just 2 weeks ago WHO came out and said, well, you know, you really don't need to wear face masks unless you have an active case of COVID-19. Remember that? This is what happens. This is what wears people out, is you get, you know, it's no mask. Okay, so they go in here and they said, I love this word, ordained, said, now, therefore, be it ordained. Can we have some regal fanfare when we say that? So this is reading from the proposed ordinance. Now, therefore, be it ordained by the City Council of the City of Mobile, Alabama, that face covering shall be required in public places within the city of Mobile to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus disease known as COVID-19 as follows. All right. Face covering. Here's their Section 1 definitions. Face covering, a device to cover the nose and mouth of the person to impede the spread of saliva or other fluids during speaking, coughing, sneezing, or other intentional or involuntary action. Medical-grade face coverings are not required. Coverings may be fashioned from scarves, bandana, or other suitable fabrics. The face covering must cover the mouth and nose of the wearer. The face covering is not a mask for purposes of Chapter 39. Okay, that's probably going to be on the conceal and carry. It says, by the way, other suitable fabrics. I think fishnet is not a suitable. Dalton, we'll have to check that. I don't think that's suitable. Second, it says public place. Defined here, any place other than an individual's home or personal vehicle that is generally open to the public, provided, however, that face coverings or masks should be worn when interacting with somebody other than a member of the household at home or when traveling with someone who is not a member of the household. So the way I read this is somebody hops in the car with you, then you both have to mask up. Please clarify for me those who know more. It says social distancing, maintaining at all times physical separation between individuals of not less than 6 feet. Defining vulnerable individuals, we know that. Additional exceptions here. Face coverings are not required for outdoor activities in parks and other open spaces, provided social distancing is maintained. This exception does not apply to outdoor activities in parking lots, shopping malls, congested sidewalks, or other populated areas. Also says children 2 years of age or under, as face coverings may pose a risk of choking, strangulation. Going down the list of those. It says parents and the guardians shall be responsible for ensuring proper face coverings of children over the age of 2. So when you tell your children not to go down the entertainment district during the curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., also make sure to tell them about the mask. It says also here, exception, persons for whom wearing a face covering poses a substantial mental or physical health, safety, or security risk, such as persons who have trouble breathing or are unconscious. incapacitated or otherwise unable to move, remove the cover without assistance. So if you're unconscious, you don't have to wear a mask, I guess, or you can't be fined for it. Ordinance shall remain in effect until revoked or amended in accordance with directives from the Centers for Disease Control, Mobile County Health Officer, State Health Officer, and other public health authorities, or until the state of emergency issued by the governor is extended or further extended or expires. All right, that's a little bit of what we have to chew on tomorrow's show. Paul Feinbaum on the way next.